Hello, everybody. Josh Brown here, back for another great episode on Franchise Euphoria. Well, today's episode is brought to you by IndieFranchiseLaw.com, a leading resource in the franchise space to help you if you're considering buying a franchise, turning your business into a franchise, or growing your business through a licensing or franchise structure. So go on, check it out, IndieFranchiseLaw.com. I think you'll find a lot of valuable and free information as you continue to kind of weigh franchising and licensing and the growth of your business. Without further ado, I hope you enjoy today's episode. On today's episode of Franchise Euphoria, I'm thrilled to have Isaac Weisberg, who is the founder and CEO of Sasquatch Strength Fitness Franchise. Yes, I've had a lot of franchise companies on this podcast who are fitness-based. Sasquatch brings a little bit of a different model to it, which I think you'll find interesting. Isaac himself was 22 years old when he launched Sasquatch Strength, an education-based fitness concept dedicated to teaching its members about long-term training while creating a community for those looking to improve their health. Today, the Seattle-based chain has 4 locations in the Seattle metro area. They also have a location in Orlando, Florida, and they're looking to expand their national footprint via the franchise model. Really enjoyed this conversation with Isaac. I find him to be very thoughtful and very conscientious about their model, their brand, and their growth. So I hope you enjoy this interview with Isaac Weisberg. Hello, Isaac. Welcome to Franchise Euphoria. How you doing?
I'm doing well, Josh. How are you?
Doing well. You're in Seattle, aren't you?
I am. Bellevue, actually, but suburb of Seattle.
Yeah, so you've got Sasquatch Strength Franchise, which is a great name, by the way.
Thank you.
Obviously, in the fitness sector, you know that franchising is no stranger to the fitness sector. But I'm curious, you have a little bit of a different take and a little bit of a different way that you do it. And before we dive in, though, to all those details regarding, you know, the franchise and all that, tell us a little bit about yourself and how you got involved and came up with the idea.
Yeah, absolutely. I was actually in the legal field. I was studying law in DC, and I decided that I wanted a little bit of a different life for myself. I wanted to be more active. I could have sworn being in law was going to be 99% litigation, 1% paperwork. And I was very wrong about that.
Quite wrong.
I was, yes. So I made a move to Washington kind of on a whim. I fell in love with this area. I fell in love with the nature. I backpack a lot. So I just was drawn to Washington immediately. And after about a year here, I sort of fell into this program that I really enjoyed in fitness. I started diving into fitness a little bit more, got some certifications, wanted to start getting involved in the field as a professional. And over time, I realized that I would rather make money for myself than make money for other people. So inevitably, that led me to open up my first gym. And then that led me to open up 2 and then 3 and eventually franchise. And 6-7 years later, here we are.
So tell us about your concept and how it's different from all the other fitness concepts out there.
The way I like to talk about Sasquatch Strength is we're an education-based fitness concept. And what I mean by that is we have this obsession, really, with imparting health and wellness knowledge to our membership. We only sell 6 and 12-month memberships. We don't do month-long memberships or drop-ins. Really, when you come to Sasquatch, it's because you have a goal, you have a purpose, and we're there to guide you through the learning process, which inevitably is going to take months, not weeks, not days. And we really are obsessed with finding out our members why and then helping them figure out how our education can get them there from point A to point B.
So you said you do a 6-month membership?
Yeah, 6 and 12 months only.
Okay, so tell me how that works. If I sign up for your franchise, what can I expect, you know, sort of the process to be that I, as a customer, you know, I come in and I want to participate. What can I expect that experience to be like?
It really starts with the discovery process of Sasquatch. Most people, at least at this point, haven't really heard of us. We're really a local brand to the east side of Washington. Now we're expanding nationally, opening up locations in Orlando, now Colorado, California. But as of right now, most people go through a sort of discovery process with us. So it starts with scheduling a trial class. Everybody gets a free trial class. They get to come in and experience Sasquatch for themselves. When they show up to the location, we do a couple of things that are pretty unique. The first is during our intake interview, it's mostly focused on the client. We don't focus on ourselves. We don't focus on how cool Sasquatch is or how much experience we have, how knowledgeable our coaches are. We primarily focus on figuring out why the individual is there, what resonates with them, what drives them in life, and what drives them to come to the gym that morning. Right? Nobody wakes up and says, I want to feel pain, do thrusters and burpees. There's a purpose to it, right?
Is sure.
Do I want to be able to keep up with my kids, or do I want to look a little better for my wedding? Something of that nature. So after we go through that discovery process with the potential member, we do a little bit of a handoff. So the trainer that had that conversation with the client walks the client over to the coach of that particular class. We're all class-based fitness, introduces him to that coach, and then hands him off to that coach. But then something unique happens. The person that did that intake is going to shadow that member for the entirety of that class, making sure that they're well integrated into the group, making sure that all their questions get answered, that they feel comfortable with the movements that they're doing. We do a lot of unique things. So a lot of people haven't experienced maybe a barbell or a kettlebell before. That trainer is going to be there to facilitate that above and beyond the coach of that particular class. And after that class, that original trainer is going to remove that client once again from the class and have another conversation where they're going to reiterate that goal, make sure that whatever they want to accomplish is feasible through Sasquatch Strength, our program, our education. And if it is, that's when they're going to become a member. At that point, we sign either a 6 or a 12 month commitment with that individual, and then the process starts. So we do classes at all of our locations. Any given location that you attend, no matter where you are in the country, is going to be the same program for that particular day, but the program changes every single day. And we take people through what we call a periodized training program. There's weight training involved, there's cardiorespiratory endurance involved, there's gymnastics. There's a ton of different modalities that people get exposed to in our program. And the idea is we just try and make it fun, right? If the gym isn't fun, if you're not enjoying yourself while you're trying to drive towards your goal, the likelihood that you're going to stick to it long enough to make a difference in your life is very slim. So we focus on that first, and then we focus on the education.
And so what's the look and feel of the gym like? Obviously we're on an audio podcast, so describe to me what somebody can expect when they walk into a Sasquatch location.
I like to think of it as a very polished strength and conditioning gym. So you walk in and there's these bright light gray walls, these red beams coming across the ceiling. We have these accent walls that are blue because our colors are blue and red. If you look at one side of the gym, you're going to see this big rig, which if you haven't been to a strength and conditioning gym before, might be very new to you. It's this large metal structure that has squat racks and pull-up bars and a whole embedded storage system with these wall balls and kettlebells and ab mats, bumper plates, barbells. So you see all this fun, colorful equipment that you're going to get to play with. And then you see our big screens showcasing what our workout of the day is going to look like. You see our leaderboard where you can see how people have done in that workout for that day. Our new member boards where you can see where we celebrate all of the new people that are joining our community, as well as our member spotlight where we celebrate a particular member every given month and recognize them for their achievement or their contributions to our community. And then you'll see our front desk people greeting you and welcoming you to our space, our community, and just trying to make you feel at home.
And so you've got 4 locations in sort of the Seattle metro area. Is that right?
That's correct. Yes.
And then you just recently started franchising, right?
We did. So the process of creating a franchise takes several years of development. We started that process in 2018, and now we're here. We've sold a franchise location in Bellevue, Washington that just opened amid the pandemic. We have another location that's opening up shortly in Kirkland, Washington, a couple miles away from our legacy locations. And we also have a location opening up in Ocoee, a subsection of Windermere in Orlando, Florida.
So you go in Washington to Orlando. talk to me about that. And then also talk to me about opening up during COVID.
We ended up in Orlando kind of by chance, our private equity company, we managed to get introduced to this company called the Franchise Founders. And their role for us was to really mentor us from a business development standpoint in the franchise world. It was new to us. We were very good at what we did. We knew we had something special in terms of how we operated our gyms, but we didn't really know how to take that and fully apply it to a franchise system day one. So this company called the Franchise Founders, they work as an incubator for new fitness concepts. And they took us on after months and months and months of evaluating us as a concept. One of the first trade shows that we did after going through that development process with the founders was in Orlando. And that's where we met Dave and Kim, who ended up being our first franchisees to physically sign on the dotted line, even though they weren't the first to open. And they're set to open a little bit later this year, if not early 2021.
Well, that's cool. I mean, so tell me about, you know, obviously, you know, there's a whole new world in franchising, and you're working with, you know, an outside group to help, which could certainly be beneficial. You know, obviously gyms and COVID don't typically go hand in hand. It's not a match made in heaven there. How are you guys handling that? I mean, obviously you can limit the number of people. It's kind of hard though when, I mean, even if you have multiple people in at the same time and they're going on similar equipment. And how are you guys, I mean, how have you decided to manage that? And maybe what are some of the unique things that you've done to deal with it?
You know, COVID was a very interesting time for us. It was a time of very emotional decision-making, right? And the reason I say emotional is because we strive to operate Sasquatch Strength, both the franchise system and our individual locations, based on these five core values that we developed for ourselves. And we really are a core value-driven company. We believe that we need to be obsessed with our members. We believe that we need to put education first. And in order to stay true to those values, we had to handle COVID very differently than most other fitness franchises did. For example, I saw 24-Hour Fitness took this route of furloughing employees, closing locations, issuing refunds, canceling memberships. And I saw their community meet that decision with sort of an ambivalence. There was nothing brave or unique about it. They said, look, we're not going to be open. You're not going to get charged. And that's great, but it doesn't really help anybody. So we did something drastically different, and we didn't know if it was going to work, but it turned out to be the best decision we made in our career as operators. We decided to approach our membership and make the following three promises. Number one, regardless of what happens, whether we stay open or close down, we're going to continue to provide value for you as long as we possibly can. Number two, we're going to take care of our staff. Unless our doors are shut forever, we are going to make sure that every single member of our staff continues to get paid their full wages and their families are well taken care of. And number three, we're going to be here when you get back. Okay, we're going to do everything in our power to make sure that Sasquatch Strength is still your home at the end of this pandemic. And you don't have to go find somewhere else to, you know, make your third place. But in order to do all these three things, we need your support. Okay, if you have financial issues and you're physically not able to pay for your membership, we completely understand. We're not going to charge you a cancellation fee. We would be more than happy to put your membership on hold or cancel it entirely. But if you do have the ability to continue to support Sasquatch, support our staff, support our community, we would love to be able to keep you inside of our four walls. And the interesting thing was, it was met with so much support that we retained 95% of our membership through the entirety of COVID, even while all of our locations were shut. We had phenomenal attendance in all of our online classes. We were able to shift all of our employees to working online and doing Zoom workouts, Zoom hangouts with members where they just sat and talked about all the craziness that's going on and how they're managing it. We started doing emailed workouts every single morning. So you'd get three or four workouts that required no equipment emailed to you every morning that you could do throughout the day on top of our live classes. We had a library of pre-recorded classes that you could access in case our live classes didn't happen at a time that was convenient for you. And our staff was happy and enjoyed working from home. Some of them still just work from home and continue to develop that online program for us. Our members were excited and maintained their fitness. As a matter of fact, a couple of them improved their fitness over this period of time because it forced them to do body weight movements more often and not so much weight. And our community has never been stronger. Everybody feels this massive attachment to their gym and the way we stood by them when they needed us. And that's how we were able to survive COVID.
I mean, you're relatively new to the franchise piece of this. You know, there's people listening who are contemplating franchising and looking at those options. Now, there's a whole variety of factors to take into it. I mean, I've been in this industry for 15 years, so there's a whole lot of things to look at. As you look back and think about what was the biggest change for you as an entrepreneur going from running your locations in the Seattle metro area to now trying to build a franchise system that expands throughout the country in different areas?
It comes down to systems and technology for me. We're lucky enough to have our then COO, or now CTO, he's now our chief technology officer, Jason Cobb. Jason worked on Wall Street for a number of years and was a very high level operator. These very large companies, one that traded like 10% of the New York Stock Exchange volume a day. Jason has this amazing ability to grab very complex problems, especially in the gym space, that have to do with people, ordinarily things that you wouldn't think could be procedurized, systematized, and eventually automated, and really go down that rabbit hole and automate them. So I think what the shift for us and what started making us very competitive in this landscape, very prepared, to be honest, especially for an early stage franchise, was that we grabbed the most daunting problems that really show up for a gym owner. And we brought them all the way down from systemic to fully automated. Really, it starts with our marketing. It ends with our trial classes, our CRM that integrates with our member management software, our technology piece, and the way we think about really creating a turnkey solution for our franchisees was the biggest mental shift we had to make.
Yeah, I mean, that seems to me to probably be one of the things you're going to be relying on as you continue to expand and grow. I mean, right? I mean, at the end of the day, there's a lot of fitness places. There's a lot of different ways to do workouts. And the interesting thing I've noticed about the fitness world, and maybe you agree or disagree with this, I'd love your thoughts on it, is that, you know, people tend to, they get into a routine, they get into a fitness routine. And if you're not able to change it up or sort of freshen it up a little bit, it gets a little stale. And then, you know, they go from this gym to the next gym to the other. And so obviously with your model, right, 6 month and 12 month commitment, there's probably not as much of that. But it's also probably something you have to overcome initially when somebody's considering or contemplating the gym. But it's smart to me because you're really doing a good job of almost parroting out those folks who are just looking to gym hop from month to month. I mean, they're really going to make, I don't know if it's a significant investment to them, but an investment into the concept and sort of a level of dedication that you may not otherwise get when they join another gym.
Absolutely. And it's a culture thing, right? We did that purposely. We wanted the people that were there to be committed to something, right? Whatever it is for them, whether it's a particular goal or a particular lifestyle, we wanted them to make that commitment to themselves so we could commit to helping them get there. But you're right about the fitness industry as a whole and this idea of trendy fitness. And when we were creating Sasquatch, Troy, our director of program and coach development, the person really responsible for the entirety of the Sasquatch system when it comes from a training standpoint, his number one goal was to create something that keeps people engaged and isn't a fad, right? He wanted timeless fitness, if you will. It's based in the roots of strength and conditioning training, the roots of cardiorespiratory endurance training. It's a fully comprehensive fitness, health, and wellness program that'll allow you to, year after year, continue to develop your skill set and strength in aerobic capacity and really anything that you want to develop, even mobility and flexibility. And what that does is it doesn't create that same sort of fatty, you know, I'm going to go, and nothing against, absolutely nothing against concepts like Row House or Red Bike. There's absolutely a place for that because any fitness concept that gets people in the door and moving is amazing in my book. That's fantastic, right? People need to move and so few people do. But inevitably, like you said, a few months into it and it gets repetitive. So having a little bit more of a dynamic concept, but there's a lot going on, yeah, it can be a little bit daunting at first. But over time, you start to develop the skill set of enjoying your fitness and enjoying the journey on working on the various aspects of it. And that's what allows us to retain people so much longer. Our average right now is about 18 months.
That's great. So what's the plan for you guys? I mean, are you going across the country? Are there certain areas you're focusing on? And then also, you know, how's that been for you? You know, obviously you're in Washington, you have a presence there. It's always interesting and people are always curious, you know, the franchisors, and, you know, now you go into a new market and you're having to build that brand in that market. How's that been for you? I mean, are you working with third party providers and assistants to help with that from a marketing, digital marketing, social media perspective?
Absolutely. One of the things that we wanted to do from day one is to make sure we had very senior and well-developed systems early on in the process. Luckily, we have a private equity group to be able to help us with all these, you know, challenges that we faced. But we partnered with some of the best technology companies in the industry, companies like Drive Social, companies like Mindbody, to really create these robust, not only systems for the franchisees, but also these marketing engines that allow us to project our brand exactly where we want to expand and expand in that area. Orlando is a great example. Once we had that first franchisee signed in Orlando and set to open, we started marketing a little more aggressively in that area. And now we have significant interest in the Orlando area to expand, as well as a couple of people that are discussing possible AR relationships to develop the South Florida region a little bit more down into Miami and West Palm Beach. So really, you know, our goal is North American expansion right now. Surprisingly, we have a lot of interest in Canada as well. So we're exploring that. And really, we want to find the right partners to make sure that, again, we're congruent with our core value system in Sasquatch. And we grow in a meaningful way, in an impactful way.
So if you want to learn more about Sasquatch Strength franchise, just go to sasquatchstrength.com. And that's S-A-S-Q-U-A-T-C-H strength.com, S-A-S-Q-U-A-T-C-H strength.com. Thank you so much, Isaac, for coming on. Really appreciate you sharing a little bit about your business and about your expansion. I love that you guys are thinking about this and doing it from a unique perspective and thinking about how you're going to differentiate yourself from the many competitors in the space. So good on you for doing that. I wish you the best of luck.
Thanks so much, Josh. Really appreciate you having me.
Thank you so much for tuning in for another episode of Franchise Euphoria. If you enjoyed this episode or have enjoyed the podcast in general, I would really appreciate it if you could go to iTunes and leave me a rating and review. It really helps to get this podcast out to more and more people. So the easy way to do it is go to iTunes and in the search box, put in Franchise Euphoria. You will then see my cover art and you click on my smiling face that says Franchise Euphoria and then click on the link that says ratings and reviews. It's that simple, but boy, oh boy, does it mean the world to me when people leave ratings and reviews. And like I said, it really helps get the show out there. Once again, would love it if you would go to iTunes and leave a rating and review if you enjoyed this episode or other episodes of the show. And until the next time, happy franchising.